from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting, remembering one of the saddest, most tragic days in all of American history. A bell tolls at the site of the World Trade Center, remembering the day 16 years ago when terrorists struck and murdered over 3,000 innocent people in three separate locations in the United States. Donald Trump, for the first time as president, led the nation in remembering the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington in 2001. President Trump marked the 16th anniversary of the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil in a ceremony at the White House with a moment of silence at 8:40 a.m., the time when a first airliner hijacked by al-Qaeda terrorists crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. A second jet hit the second World Trade Center tower 23 minutes later. President Trump also attended a remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon, which was hit and badly damaged by another of the four commercial jets seized on that fateful day.
Here on the west side of the Pentagon, terrorists tried to break our resolve. It's not going to happen. But where they left a mark with fire and rubble, Americans defiantly raised the stars and stripes, our beautiful flag, that for more than two centuries has graced our ships, flown in our skies, and led our brave heroes to victory after victory in battle.
Joanne Marie Adiolis.
In New York, names of the victims were being read out after a moment of silence was held. This